Victor de la Serna is deputy editor of the Spanish newspaper El Mundo in Madrid, and he says officials there have been on guard for a possible terrorist attack for some time.
Well, we all know that there were two very recent cases that had us extremely concerned, and everybody knew about that. First, it was during Christmas, the day or two before Christmas, there was several arrests of reported Baath terrorists who had already installed backpacks with explosives on trains bound from northern Spain to Madrid. And then 2 weeks ago, a van with half a ton of explosives apparently similar to those used today was intercepted when it was nearing Madrid, and three of the suspected Baath terrorists were arrested in the van or in another van also that was accompanying it. So these two very recent instances and others that were picked up by the intelligence services indicated that indeed there was the intention to do something big either in Madrid or somewhere in Spain. ETA very recently had a communique in which they stated that they would not commit any attacks in Catalonia. So when you announce that you're not going to commit anything in Catalonia, usually the best way to underscore that is committing something elsewhere. So obviously there were so many reasons to believe that something like this, similar to this, was in the offing. Obviously no one thought of anything of these proportions, since ETA had never killed more than 21 people in a single bombing in the past 35 years.
Given these incidents that you mentioned, was there any visible response to that? If you were to go about your daily life in Madrid, would you notice more security?
Yes,
more
there
tension?
Has been a large increase in police controls in streets and avenues and roads around Madrid, stopping vehicles. So that had been very apparent lately. Well, Spain has a general election next Sunday, so obviously that was another reason which you didn't need to be a nuclear scientist to know that the circumstances were mounting in which an attack was likely. And obviously the reasons to believe that this is it that remain strong, even though this new evidence found would either indicate that it's not it, but some Islamic group, or that it's ETA, and with their new strategy of not announcing their actions, they might want to divert attention. Lots of avenues and possibilities are possible right now. And among other things, ETA never claims responsibility for bombings until many days have gone by, and sometimes, such as a very bad bombing in Madrid in the 1970s, it never did admit that it had committed it, even though the proof was sufficient that it had. So those things do happen. We don't know if they will claim responsibility or not. And right now it seems that some Arab groups are claiming responsibility.
The prime minister there has declared 3 days of mourning. You're driving through the streets of Madrid as we talk, and I wonder if it is visibly a city in mourning at this time.
It is a very calm city, I would say. No visible signs of anything happening. And it's not like Manhattan on 9/11, in which you could see that tremendous cloud from all parts of the city. Now, if you don't go near the train stations, you don't see physically anything in Madrid.
And psychologically, for folks who live there, would you imagine this leaves a lasting impression?
I think there's a sense of shock. There's a sense of many people, a sense of shock and of disbelief at just the huge proportions of the bombings, the terrible cruelty of these attacks on working people and going commuting into town for their daily work.
Victor de la Serna is deputy editor of the newspaper El Mundo. Mr. de la Serna, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.